Penguin Random House Audio presents The Museum of Desire, an Alex Delaware novel by Jonathan Kellerman. Read for you by John Rubenstein. Chapter 1. Eno trudged up the road. Big fancy property like this, maybe a chance to hit a lick. His last stretch at county had ended 82 days ago. Then he was back on the street looking for bank, trying a few things that didn't work out, so having to do this. Bright dawn cleaning and maintenance. He'd filled out a half-page questionnaire. Have you ever been convicted of a felony? Hell yeah. He'd checked no. Later, he found out from dudes at the Cyril you weren't even allowed to ask anymore. He'd have lied anyway. It was good to stay in practice. Looking for shit to steal was Eno's thing when he was at rich people houses doing landscaping or roofing. His specialty was small stuff no one would notice till he was long gone. Street sale or pawn at one of the places that didn't ask questions. He thought of himself as careful, but not careful was not noticing an old Mexican maid at a house in Hancock Park after he spotted a little gold box on a table from outside a sliding glass door. The door unlocked. Shiny thing just sitting, shouting, "Come and get me." Maids looking from around a corner. Being sneaky, whose fault was that? That had earned Eno 3 months at county while waiting for trial. All charges dismissed because the maid went back to Mexico. Plus, they never found the box because Eno had ditched it in some bushes.